Veronica Prieta sweeps past marigold garlands and a large cross hanging in her studio.
So some of the elements that we have are these flowers, which are made out of plastic, but they represent the real flowers that are used in Mexico during the Day of the Dead.
She stops next to a papier-mâché devil and angel hanging side by side.
Well, they pretty much just represent the soul of the departed, whether the person was a little devilish or maybe a nicer person. So we have both the good and the evil that is part of all of us, really.
To Prieta's left is a table covered with portraits of service members. One face dates back to World War I. All of these things will soon be added to the altar she's building with her partner, Omar Rodriguez.
We've asked the community to provide us some pictures and stories of their loved ones who have departed, who served in the military. And the real cool thing about it is that many of them had the same type of circumstances as my dad.
Rodriguez's father, Carlos, grew up poor and was orphaned at age 14. After finishing high school, he beelined to an Air Force recruiting office and went on to serve for 30 years, completing tours in both Korea and Vietnam. He passed away in 2010. Rodriguez says he was deeply influenced by his dad's character and the culture of service that shaped him.
You know, I think what's often neglected is the contribution of our military service people on just society in general, and the consistency of who they are and their character and their ability to kind of be very cohesive in times of significant stress.
The altar will honor veterans like Frank Tejeda, a Marine and public servant, and Gertrude Baker, an African-American Army nurse who passed away in San Antonio. Artists Prieta and Rodriguez invite the public to add their own service member photos to the altar on display November 1st and 2nd.
We simply don't want to have people be forgotten.
Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.